Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Thursday, October 17th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, the Hunt County United Way Executive Director, Frances Dalby. Birthdays, born on this day in 1903, actress Irene Ryan, best known as Granny on the Beverly Hillbillies. Actress Rita Hayworth, born on this day in 1918. Montgomery Clift in 1920. Rapper Eminem, a ripe old 41 today. This day in history, in 1835 on this day, the Texas Rangers, not the baseball team, are officially created to range and guard the frontier between the Trinity and the Brazos Rivers.
Wheaties presents Joel McRae in Tales of the Texas Rangers. Tales of the Texas Rangers, starring Joel McRae as Ranger Pearson. Texas, more than 260,000 square miles, and 50 men who make up the most famous and oldest law enforcement body in North America.
Chicago's most famous gangster, Al Capone, goes to prison on this day in 1931.
Facing trial on income tax evasion, Al Capone finds an aroused government ready to put him behind bars. Overlord of every type of vice, the man who rose to power during Prohibition leaves federal court a convicted felon.
On October 17, 1989, a massive earthquake rocks the San Francisco Bay Area, killing 67 people and causing more than $5 billion in damages. The quake strikes as the San Francisco Giants and the Oakland Athletics are squaring off in a Bay Area World Series. The game about to start on ABC.
So the Oakland A's take.
I'll tell you what, we're having an earthquake.
Well, folks, that's the greatest open in the history of television, bar none. Yes, it certainly did. We're still here. We are still, as we can tell, on the air, and I guess you are hearing us.
The number one song on this day in 1984, Stevie Wonder. And I just called to say I love you.
I just called.
On the KETR events calendar, the annual Ladonia Fall Festival on Saturday on the town square. Food, fun, and festivities. A chili cook-off, pie judging, pumpkin carving, spud putting contest, a movie on the square at dusk, and the haunted forest ride. The activities begin at 4 and continue until 7:30 or later. More information at KETR.org. The annual Ladonia Fall Festival on Saturday. Well, our guest in the cafe this morning is Frances Dalby, the executive director of the Hunt County United Way, who visits with us from time to time. It's Domestic Violence Awareness Month, Frances, and we're going to talk about that for a few minutes here. Are you seeing any improvement in this problem compared to years in the past, or is it about the same as it's been, or maybe worse?
I think we see a lot of it, unfortunately. There's probably not a lot of it that's reported, so...
Yeah, you were telling me before that only what gets reported is only the tip of the iceberg, really, that we think that there's a whole lot more that never gets reported.
One would believe that who's worked in the area of domestic violence, that a lot of it does not get reported.
And you were saying maybe it's as much as 75% that doesn't get reported.
That's the statistic that I have heard.
Tell me about Women in Need. Now, this is an organization that is supported by the Hunt County United Way, and the United Way supports a lot of different organizations. One of them is Women in Need, and they deal very specifically with this problem. Is that correct?
Yes, they do. They support women and children and even families of domestic violence. And by families, that could be the abuser, by helping them get help and counseling that they need, or, in fact, some men who may be abused as well.
What's the process? Take me through it step by step. as a woman comes to women in need and says that she's a victim of domestic violence?
First, a woman has to admit that she's a victim. That's probably the most important thing in my experience, just in the world. I've seen a lot of women that were probably victims, but they wouldn't admit to it. And so first, a woman has to admit that she's a victim, and then she can make a phone call, she can get a ride, she can, whatever she can get to women in need via phone call or getting there, they're going to help her maneuver through the process, because there's a lot of legalities that are involved.
And then ultimately, there is a facility where women and their children come to live for a certain period of time.
Yes, that is correct. We do have a facility here in Hunt County. They support, I believe it's 8 different rooms that the families can stay in. They support six people per family, and they can stay, I believe that the total time frame is about 15 to 16 days, and they service over 600 individuals at that facility in Hunt County per year.
Per year?
Correct.
But 8 families at a time can be
housed there, yes.
I see. Unfortunately, we often hear stories about children who are the victims of domestic violence, and we first think about the women, but we just, as we were talking a few moments ago before we went on, the story about Adrian Peterson, the football star's son, who was killed in a domestic violence situation just in the past few days. And unfortunately, that is a very, very common story.
It's a tragedy that we don't like to think about. But unfortunately, as with CPS and CASA, which are some of the other organizations that help victims of domestic violence, we see a lot that children are hurting. And they are the innocent ones. And those are the ones that we obviously really like to see help the most. But it is the women and the parents and the family that have to make the decisions to keep their children safe.
You mentioned that women have to admit to themselves that they're victims of domestic violence. That's the first step. Well, why is there such a hesitation there?
Well, I think there's an embarrassment that they've gotten themselves into a relationship where they can't get out of.
We're not through with our conversation here yet, but we're going to move on to something else in a moment. But before we do that, if someone wanted to contact Women in Need, what would be the best way to do that?
There is a phone number on our website. You can direct to their website. And one of the neat things that I noticed about their website, they have a quick button that if you're viewing the website and you need to get out of that viewer quickly, you can click on that button and all your windows will close. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was a very neat enhancement to their website.
So a search for Hunt County United Way would lead you to Women in Need. And because some people may not have a computer, can you give a phone number?
Sure. 903-455-4612. 903-455-4612.
Now, a big event coming up, and that is 1 week away, and that's the Hunt County United Way campaign kickoff dinner, October 24th. Tell us about that.
Yes, we're having our kickoff dinner. We like to provide free barbecue to our supporters, and if you're not a supporter, that's okay. We'd like you to come and find out what United Way is about, because it's a lot more than what people think it is. So you can find out the agencies that we support. There will be a couple that will speak directly to us. You can also find out a little bit about how to give. And a lot of people have the opportunity to give through payroll deductions, but not everybody does. So a little bit goes a long way. We've talked about that in our last interview. But $2 a week makes a big difference over the course of a year.
Time and place again for the kickoff dinner for the United Way campaign.
That would be Thursday, October 24th. Wesley United Methodist Church. They are such a wonderful host. Dinner will be provided by Baker's Ribs, and it will be from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m.
All right, Frances Dalby, Executive Director of the Hunt County United Way. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.